Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 1.
Are you still at it, Doctor? Doctor!
You called?
Do you deliberately try to infuriate me, or are you just lucky?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Have you been working on the TARDIS all night?
Well, for much of it, yes. Why, does the news distress you?
I'm aware of your cavalier attitude towards sleep, to say the least, but we're supposed to be on holiday.
I'm having fun!
Well, I'm not, at least not while I have to watch you work non-stop on the TARDIS. We've been here for nearly a week now, and you've hardly stopped. You've got another 2 weeks to work on that thing before we're due to leave, so please do me the favour of having a little fun while we're here.
You're very insistent on that point, aren't you?
Come on. Not only have we faced Daleks and Cybermen in the last few weeks, but there was also that initial trouble you had with the TARDIS when we first met. Is it so surprising that I demanded this time off?
Of course, knowing our luck, a horde of marauding Seeklers will probably turn up at this holiday resort in the next few minutes.
A horde of what?
Seeklers are yet another of my deadliest enemies.
Exactly how many deadly enemies is it that you have, Doctor?
Too many, Chloe. Far too many. But you learn to expect that sort of thing when you go around saving the galaxy as much as I do.
Modest, aren't you?
Well, I do my best.
Anyway, who'd want to invade Blackpool?
You'd be surprised.
Watch out, Doctor!
Oh, it's all right, Chloe. I think it was just a power capacitor going up in smoke.
You make about as much sense as Crime Traveller, Doctor. Is that part of a TARDIS or what?
Actually, it's a less than vital component from a side project I'm working on. I was charging it up and it must have overloaded. Still can't be helped.
But it illustrates my point perfectly. The slightest noise and I'm jumping under the nearest table. We both need this time off.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Just let me tidy up this mess and I'll... That shouldn't be there.
Supervisor Chanson?
Yes?
A temporal fluctuation has developed in the Western Spiral Arm in relative time.
Another one? How irritating. Never mind, it seems an ample opportunity for you to conduct your first field correction.
Well, should I not be supervised in this mission?
If my hunch is right, then you shouldn't have too many problems. See if you can pull up the planetary details of the source of that fluctuation.
Sol 3, Madam Supervisor. The specific continent is known by its inhabitants as...
Thank you, that will do. And the local time period?
1971 is the year.
Good. That's too early for this to be anything more than routine.
Madam Supervisor?
It's nothing that should concern you. I've heard word that the CIA are interested in that planet a few years into its relative future. So I wanted to be sure you weren't stepping into a bureaucratic mess.
The Celestial Intervention Agency... Well, surely there hasn't been any need of their services since the Dark Times.
As I said, it's only a rumour, but it never hurts to be careful.
You are very correct, Madam Supervisor.
I have the benefit of hindsight. Remember that as your years fall behind you.
I will, and now I must away.
Very good. Oh, and mind that you obtain a requisition form for one of the new Type 70 TARDISes. I believe requisitions are still fussing about the old forms in an effort to use up their old fleet.
I will. And thank you for your confidence in me, Madam Supervisor.
Somebody has to look after the future of Gallifrey.
Peace, love, and Hendrix, man.
Hendrix lives forever, and so does Janis Joplin.
Peace out.
What was all that about?
I haven't the faintest idea, Chloe. I never really went in for all this communal living and habitual drug-taking.
What about the free love?
I suspect that wasn't a lifestyle, yes.
Then what was all that about Hendrix and Joplin?
When in Rome, Chloe, you all should know that by now. So what did you think of the Illuminations Parade?
I've never seen such a spectacular array of lights. It was positively delightful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Although I'm not so sure about those long-haired fellows who started dancing around wearing only red and green paint.
Yes, well, you know, it takes a few rotten apples to spoil the bunch. They probably just had a bad trip.
Not as bad as the run to the overnight lockup, I'll be willing to bet.
No, probably not. Well, if you're off to bed...
When did I ever say that?
I just assumed, what with the exciting evening we've had.
The night's just begun, Doctor. Besides, if you're going to stay up all night working on the TARDIS, then I don't see why I shouldn't be able to help you. It might even get the job done faster.
Actually, it just so happens that I won't be working on the TARDIS tonight. After today, my repairs are nearly complete, which means I'll finally be able to immerse myself into this holiday properly.
You don't know how glad I am to hear that.
But first, I have a surprise to show you.
Oh?
It's that side project I've been working on. I'm happy to say that it's all complete and ready for unveiling. May I present...
Who is it?
I'm from next door. Oh, hi. I was just wondering if maybe you guys had to spend names on this here. Like, I've got some fans over here.
We have the pencil. Step back from the pencil, or I will be
going
to
the thunder. K9. That's no way to treat a guest.
Now, kids, William E. Sims, Esquire, has to take a break for a moment, but Punch and Judy will be back soon with another adventure for you all. Kids, eh? No staying power in these youngsters. What the? Who's been messing with my store? This is absurd! Someone's... No, that can't be. Someone's locked the bleeding curtain!
So what exactly is a K-9?
Hey, K-9! He's unique!
Correction, Master. I am Mark 4, K-9 unit. That's confirming that my status as unique is erroneous.
That will do, K-9. See? Unique.
That still doesn't tell me what it is.
It? It? K-9 is not an it!
It may have been endowed with a male voice, but that doesn't make that thing male.
He's a he, and I won't hear another word on the subject. Now, you want to know what he's all about, eh? Well, I don't think there's anybody more qualified to answer that question than K-9 himself.
All right. K-9, what are you?
This unit...
The first K-9 was originally given to me as a gift by Professor Marius, who I met in the year 5000 AD.
Met? That hasn't happened yet.
Yes, it has. I was there. Anyway, he was kind enough to provide me with a faithful friend and a useful tool. That original K-9 stayed on Gallifrey, but I had foresight enough to prepare an improved version long before that day came. That one was forced to stay in East Space, a universe other than our own, due to circumstances so complicated I could write a trilogy of books about them.
And the third?
Went to a friend, but that was all a long time ago.
So why create a fourth model after all this time?
Actually, it's something I've been meaning to do for quite some years now. I quickly came to realise that I missed the old fellow, and I realised he'd be a lot easier to carry around with us now that I had the bug.
Which you never seemed to drive anyway.
A temporary oversight and completely irrelevant.
Master!
Don't interrupt, K-9. Don't you know it's rude to interrupt?
Apologies, Master, but I have detected a temporal tracking device.
Shh! Something's just occurred to me.
What is it?
My nose is getting rather itchy.
So?
So that means there's a temporal tracking device in the vicinity.
Honestly, Doctor. K-9 just told us that he detected one, and now you're taking credit for his work.
I would have let slip in a minute.
Master, the temporal tracking device is very near now.
Oh, whereabouts do you have it, K-9?
Outside this building.
And we've been sitting on a temporal fault line all this time and nobody bothered to tell me?
You'd think they'd put it in the tourist brochures.
Quickly, we have to see if the person using this device can provide us with any clues. Is this the fellow, K-9?
The tracking device is in his hand, Master.
What a clever little thing.
Who are you, and what are you doing out this late?
My name is Clan Kirafel. Are you the one conducting unauthorized time experiments?
Well, depends on what you mean by unauthorized.
Unauthorized by the Gallifreyan High Council.
That's what I thought. Fresh from Gallifrey, are you? First mission, is it?
How did you...
Two giveaways, aside from the fact that you just announced your connection with that stale planet. First, your ridiculous attire.
The height of fashion.
On Gallifrey, yes. So you might just get away with it tonight, with the illuminations and all.
What was the second giveaway?
That horrendous name of yours. Why don't you call yourself... Paul?
Because it's not my name.
You need to learn to work in community. too. It's not an easy thing to do, I'll admit, but I seem to have mastered it.
Doctor, a sore thumb would remain better hidden than you.
Yes, well, never mind that. So, Paul, what brings you here?
Suggestion, Master. Perhaps here in search of temporal fluctuations, hence the tracking device.
Seems reasonable. Well done, K-9. Is this right?
Actually, it is. Which leads me to ask again whether or not you're responsible for conducting the unauthorized time experiments I'm tracking.
Not to my knowledge. In which room are the signals on?
Just a moment. I need to bring up the schematics of this structure. Room 303.
That's our room.
Have you been entirely honest with me, sir? If not, it is my duty to inform you that I can arrest you for perjury.
Of course I haven't lied. Come up into the room and see for yourself. You see, there are no time experiments being conducted here whatsoever.
What's behind this door?
My TARDIS.
You're a Time Lord?
Of course. How else do you think I know so much about Gallifrey? In fact, I'll have you know that I've served twice as president.
Then I apologize most humbly for doubting you, sir.
That's another thing, Paul. Enough of this sir business. I'm the Doctor, and these are Chloe and K-9. Please take note that Chloe is the taller of the pair.
Pleased to meet you, Lord President Doctor.
Just Doctor will do. My presidential days are behind me.
Might I be allowed to examine your TARDIS, Doctor? This fluctuation needs to be accounted for before I can leave.
Of course, I'll admit that I've been doing a few repairs on the old girl of late, but nothing that could conceivably cause a fluctuation in the magnitude your device suggests.
It's true that a simple TARDIS repair has never registered a 2.2 on the Bokker scale.
This way.
So, K-9, what do you do for fun?
The concept of fun is irrelevant to this unit.
It's going to be a long night.
I must say, Doctor, that this is a most peculiar case.
Oh, I wouldn't say that if you knew me a little better. Strange things always seem to happen to me. That's worrying.
What is it?
New to TARDISes, aren't you? It's the cloister bell, and it tends to signify trouble. I'm off to the cloister room to find out what the matter is. Hopefully it's only rats.
I'll stay here, if I may. The high levels of Artron energy in here are preventing me from tracking this thing specifically. I'll have to go over everything inch by inch.
I wish you joy of it. Back soon.
To return to this mortal coil. I will have you soon, Doctor. With this new form, this young Gallifreyan in his first regeneration, I no longer need you. And so I, the Master, can afford for the first time in centuries to kill you outright.
Doctor Who, Gallifreyan Recommencement. Written by Scott Marshall. Part 1 of 4. Starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Bill Billingsley as Paul, Catherine Fallon as Supervisor Chanson, Vitor Tietze as William E. Sims, Scott Marshall as a hippie, and David Hutchison as K-9 and another hippie. Production, script editing by Vitor Tietze, recording arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Vitor Tietze. Title music composed by Ron Grainer and arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music by Peter Howell. Period music source from the VTR Music Library. Editing by Matthew Kapelke. Special sound by Matthew Kapelke and the VTR Radiophonic Workshop. Produced by Matthew Kapelke. Directed by Scott Marshall. Copyright 1999. Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.